Dr. Karaf, before we go to the next segment, I just want to make sure to emphasize the point you said. So there has been a resurgence in the prescribing of typical or first-generation antipsychotics. The prescription has again increased in the last few years. In part, I think, because of the KD study where, like, perphenazine did not so bad compared to the second generation, in part because of the disillusionment with the metabolic syndrome. So with as far as our topic today is concerned, would you agree that we should, when getting informed consent in choosing a first generation versus a second generation, I think that it is our duty to tell patients that if they be with a first generation, they are at a greater risk of tardive dyskinesia. Is that scientifically correct?
Yes, I think on that statement alone, I think people in general on the older drugs are probably at greater risk. But I think it's good. It's interesting that you bring that up. I think the results of the KD study have been misinterpreted, and unfortunately, sometimes by pharmacy benefits managers and people like that, for financial reasons, thought that the implication was the older drugs were just as good. And I don't think that's true. I think the outcome of the KD study for me, it has a lot to do with the drug potency. So I think you can say with confidence that drugs with a greater affinity or blocking properties for the dopamine receptor are more likely to cause neurologic problems and tardive dyskinesia. Using perphenazine or one of the older drugs that are now out of use pretty much, like molindone and so forth, those less potent drugs may also have lower potency, and perphenazine may have less potential to cause neurologic problems. So it's really tied more to potency. Certainly, I think if you compare the newer drugs to haloperidol, the risk of tardive dyskinesia is much less. To haloperidol, where if you compare the newer drugs maybe to a very weak dopamine receptor binding drug like molindone or something like that, the difference may not be as great. So a lot of it has to do with potency. But I think in the end, in general, on average, I think you're correct that the older drugs clearly have a higher risk of causing tardive dyskinesia. I'm not sure that a formal informed consent is necessary. That's something for people more familiar with legal liability might comment on. But certainly from a clinical point of view, you better be more careful and have a discussion with the patient and their caregivers about the risk of this. If let's say you wanted to prescribe haloperidol, which may be quite reasonable if the patient had responded to haloperidol in the past and did not respond to newer drugs, that would be quite reasonable, and you'd have to discuss that with the patient. So clinical judgment, overall psychopharmacologic knowledge and clinical judgment in decision making, individualized to each patient, still is the rule of the day.
That's what